In job two, Angela, fostering children for, well, since 2004, quite a while now.
Oh, good afternoon, Jeremy. Yeah, thank you very much. And hello to Javed as well.
Mm.
16 and a half years we've fostered now for our local authority.
And how many children do you think you've helped in that time?
We're currently looking after our 21st placement.
Goodness, so what's the turnaround there as far as the time is concerned? Do they spend a year or two with you, or...?
They can do. I mean, it can be anything from a couple of weeks to years. Our first placements came to us at 5 and 7 in 2004, and they're two lads. They're currently 21 and 23. The 21-year-old has just got his own flat, and we're supporting him with that, and the 23-year-old is still here.
So you're doing a great job for him as well, I'm sure.
And alongside that, we look after little ones that either, for one reason or another, mightn't be able to return to their family, and then they'll move on for adoption. So we do that.
I guess what gives a lot of people just reservations about it is that they might get into a situation with a child that where they just couldn't handle it. For whatever reason, it was beyond them.
Yeah, and I think the local authority are really good at matching, foster carers to placements, and we get a lot of support. We do get really good support from our local authority, and there's lots of training goes alongside that as well. Mm. And we have a fantastic network of support of other foster carers in our area as well, so we all support each other, particularly during this lockdown.
Yeah, it must be very difficult when a child leaves you.
Oh, God. Like, when you go, but it leaves space for the next one. I know that sounds cheesy, but as one moves, then another one comes.
But you've had three at a time sometimes, have you?
Sometimes, yeah. And then as well as that, I've done daycare, respite, emergencies.
So do you have, will they place, if they had twins or triplets, would they place them all with you, or do they deliberately separate them?
I think they would if they could. Where it's possible, they try and keep children together. Obviously, if it's siblings and it's three or four, they might split like one and then two with somebody else. But where they can and where it's possible, they will always try and keep them together. And if with the sort of split between two fostering households, we'll promote contact within that so that they still spend time together.
It's really worrying, this news we're reporting, isn't it, that the number of children needing care has rocketed and the number of people offering it has sunk.
I know, it's very sad, but I mean, our authority have seen an increase in demand for placements, more through May and June, I believe, but so far I've managed to cope pretty well. But obviously, we still need to hear from more people who are interested in fostering.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you. All the best, Angela.
Thank you, Jeremy.
There we are.
Thank you.
Take care. Angela Woolfall in Runcorn, fostering children since 2004.